Okay, so we're going to talk about today about when you, someone needs to go to the bathroom, is he allowed to daven? And what should he do also if he's in the middle of davening and if he doesn't need to go to the bathroom? What should he do in that case? So the Gemara, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in Brachas, Tana Rabbanan. Hanitzrach L'Nakav, if somebody needs to go to the bathroom, Al Yispal, he shouldn't daven. Vim Yispal, if he does daven when he needs to use the restroom, Tfilasai Te'eva. His tefillah is a tayeva. It's disgusting. Amrav Zvivi, Tem Rav Yehuda, Loi Shanu, Ela She'ena Yachal Lishais Ba'atzmai. That's only talking about where he cannot, you know, he can't hold it in. Avlim Yachal Lishais Ba'atzmai, then tefillasai tefillah. Then the tefillah does work. It's not a tefillasai tayeva, it's actually a good tefillah. Va'ad kama. So how much, what is it called that you can hold it in? How long? Amrav Sheshes Ad Parsa. The time that it would take you to walk a parsa.
72
Oh, so we'll see exactly how many. Yes, it's close to that. Iki demasi la masnisin. Some say it's on the brayis. Medvamur. They just learn a little differently. Medvamur murim kishen yachalam and alatzmai avlam yachalam and alatzmai tefilas tefilo vaykamar zidat parsa. Amir Shmuel Marachmei Rabbi Yemson hanitzoch on the cover raise lo yispalu mishum shenemar. What's the pasuk? Hikain likras alekach Yisrael. So the pasuk that we know this from is that you should prepare yourself to greet Hashem. When you prepare yourself, including in preparing yourself, is, you know, making sure that you don't need to go to the bathroom. Okay, so now Rashi on Va'ad Kama. Right? So the Gemara said that if you could hold it in, then it's not considered a tefillah te'eva. So what's that shir? So Rashi says, which it seems to be a big chiddush, Rashi says Va'ad Kama, he says, Yochol, Va'ad Kama Yochol Lahamed Atzmai Minekavav, Sheyehei mutter lahascha b'tfila. What's considered that you can hold it in that it would be mutter to begin davening? Now, if you learn Pasha the Gemara, like we just learned, I think that's the Pasha Pshat, is that Va'ad Kama is not going on when can you do it l'chadchila. Va'ad Kama is going like this. The Gemara says that if you daven when you need to use the restroom, so then tfilasai te'eva. Your tfila is a te'eva. And on that, the Gemara said that that's only if you can't hold it in. But if you could, then tefillah say tefillah. And on that, the Gemara asked, what is that shear? What's the shear that it's not going to be a tefillah say te'eva? When's it going to be considered that the tefillah is a tefillah? And on that, the Gemara said that parsa. But Rashi seems to be saying that, no, not only is it that if you davened, the tefillah is not a te'eva. And by the way, if the tefillah is a te'eva, then you'd have to daven again. So not only is it that you're yoyt to the tefillah, but not only that, but you're even l'chadchila, it's mutter to daven. That's how Rashi learns. Taking a look at the Rif, which is the next thing. He says, he brings the Gemara, so Tan Rabbanu Hayitzarach L'Nakavav, Al Yispal, V'Mispal Tfilasai Te'eva, which is from the Gemara. Amar Zidvei Temer of Yudah, Loi Shanu, Ela Sheni Yachal Lamed Al Atzmai. This is why the Rif brings it. It's not, we only learned, right, that if you cannot hold it in, Ava Yachal Lamed Al Atzmai, mutter. Then it's mutter. V'Yad Kamar B'Sheshes Parsa. So you see, he has a little bit of a different girsa. He says that not that tefillah say tefillah, but that it's mutter. It's mutter to start davening. So you have Rashi and the Rif that seem to say both, that it's mutter to daven as long as you can hold it in a parsa. Rabbeinu Yoina, so the next thing, Rabbeinu Yoina brings the Rif. Rabbeinu Yoina says, he brings, Ava yachalam al atzmai mutter. So he shtals on this lashon that the Rif said, Ava yachalam al atzmai mutter. He says, Zuhi girsa say shel Rav Alfsi. That is the girsa of the Rif. It's not the proper girsa. Devadai afal pisha yachoy lamed al atzmai. Even if you could hold it in for that long, no. Kivon shenitzruch l'nakavav. Since you need to go, you have to go right now to the bathroom, even though you can hold it in. Einai motel lachadchila. It's not motel lachadchila. Kedamer besamach bidech brayso. Like we're going to say soon in the brayso and the gemara over there. Hutzruch l'nakavav lo yispal. Somebody needs to go. That's it. You can't daven. Even if you could wait a parsa, still, if you feel the need, then you cannot daven l'chadchil. This is how the girsa should be. Not that it's mutter. That's what the girsa should be. The girsa should not be like the Rif that says that if you can hold it in, then it's mutter. It should say that if you can hold it in, then im hispalo, if you did daven, then tefillah say tefillah.
Sounds like a bit of yabble.
Bidyevin, right. And that's also how the Rambam goes. And let's take a look, see how the Rosh learns. The Rosh learns, V'linera, afal pi, diyochel lamed al atzmai, kivon shetzarach l'nekavav, enoi mutal l'chadchila, it is not mutal l'chadchila, kadamar b'ayis v'samach, hayitzarach l'nekavav ayispal. So the Rosh, the Rebbeinu Yoina, and how the Rebbeinu Yoina is learning the Rambam, they all learn that, no, if you have any urge at all, then l'chadchila, you cannot start davening. But b'diyavad, if you did, and you could wait until a parsa, then the tefillah is going to be a good tefillah. The Rashi and the Rif, they say, no, if you can wait, the parsa, then it's even mutal l'chadchila.
And this is before davening?
Before davening.
Not during
davening. Yeah, right now we're before davening. We'll see what happens during davening. So that's about chalik. So let's see how we paskin. So Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tefillah Siman Tzadi Beis, Sif Aleph. So he says, Hayitzarach l'nekavav. Somebody needs to use the restroom. I use Paul. He should not daven. V'im his Paul tefilasay te'eva v'tzarech lachzor l'spal. So he's adding that in, that if your tefillah is considered a te'eva, then obviously you have to daven again. V'hani mili she'ini yochel lamen atzma shir hiluch parso. And that's only if you're not able to hold it in a parso. Avom yochel lamen atzma shir parso. But if you're able to hold it in, then yotza bidi evin. Avol chadchila lo yispal. Ad she'ev degas mitchila. Yofa. But l'chadchila, you shouldn't daven unless you yivdek asmei tchila yofa. So this is a very important aloha. I think that a lot of it's very important that l'chadchila, the mechaber's paskening, l'chadchila, you have to make sure that even if you have a little bit of an urge. So that's why it's preferable. I mean, it's you shouldn't be running into daven. If in case you're coming from work or whatever it is. You should have a few minutes before to make sure that you're able to go to the bathroom and even if there's a little bit of a need, and even though you're about to hold it in, still, the according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachila, you cannot daven like that way. And not only that, but sometimes it can even be that you can't hold it in for that long. A parsa, we're going to see, is like 70, 72, 75, 75 minutes, really. So, even if you feel a little bit of an urge, it might not be that you're yoytze davening b'chal. It could be that it's a tefilasa is a teiva. You have to daven again. So the Rama says here, Hagav v'chol anitzrich l'nekavav, aser afilu b'divrei Torah, kol zman shagufay mishukis min anekavim. And the Rama adds in, so then also it's aser even to learn if you have to use. But he says, but he has a little bit of a easier gather. He says kol zman shagufay mishukis min anekavim. That's only if it's really disgusting. But just a regular, it seems like a simple regular urge that. While you're learning, you can still continue learning until it becomes a little more of a need. So the Magen Avraham here says a big chiddush. He says that this thing that if you have to use the restroom, that you'd have to daven again because the tefillah is a te'eva. He says dafka gedolim. We're talking about l'gedolim. Aval ktanim ein tzarich lachzor. So he's saying even though l'chadchila by ktanim also you shouldn't daven. You're not allowed to daven. But Bidi Evan, if you did, then you don't have to daven again.
Yeah. So when it says Toeva, it's not referring to the Ketanim.
So there, exactly. That's what the Magen Avraham is learning. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So then you would not have to daven again, even if you were nichshol and you wanted to just quickly chop the minion, it would not be considered a Toeva if it's a Ketanim. Now the El Yerabah is chaylik in the Magen Avraham. He says Kol Nekavav. It says Kol Nekavav Mashma. It's Mashma. All. Where did the Magen Avraham see that? Where do we see it? We've seen the Gemara. We've seen the Rishayim. Where did we get it from? So he says no. Mashma Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim. Can the Mashma have Gimel? V'chein Bevor B'Tshuvas Rashba. The Rashba also has a whole tshuva on this, and it's clear from the Rashba that it doesn't matter between Gedolim and Ketanim. So either way, the Tefillah is going to be a Tefeva. So now what do? You have Machlokes the Magen Avraham and El Yerabah. What's the other Mishnah Berurah? Mishabrua brings both shitas and sifkot and days. He says v'tzarach yeshayrim the dafka l'gdayim. So some say dafka l'gdayim al v'ktanim v'di'eved ain't tzarach lachzor l'spal v'yesh cholkin. So he brings the Magen Avraham the dafka l'gdayim and then he says but there are cholkin. Okay, so the Mishabrua is not really helping us. Okay, so now what should we do? We have machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Rava. So what should we do? Should I daven again or not? Bi'alacha, so the Bi'alacha says in right there on the spot, he says, Mitzarach lachas bal, I'm Mishabrua, lin ktanim. So take a look what I said in the Mishabrua. V'negei l'ktanim, right? We just learned it before. The Yeshayim kamra, hu Magen Avraham chayodim. That's not only Magen Avraham, it's also the chayodim who says that the ktanim, you do not have to, daven again. So he's Eliyarab and others. Hiskimu the tzarach lachsul levarich. Ve'ein koyach biyadenu lachriya b'neim. We do not have the koyach to machriya between them. How are we supposed to know? We'll go with the mangrav and Eliyarab. So I think it's just more of a reason why that we have to be very careful, because we don't want to get into shailas of whether you have to really whether you might not be yotze davening.
So you have a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabbah. You can't choose one over the other.
So the Be'alacha says he can't be machriya.
And this is strictly like
sometimes he like tanim. Well, Gedolim, everyone would agree that you're not yaitza. But like tanim, that's the shaila. It's a real shaila, and he doesn't know who.
It's very interesting that
he
can't. I mean, how many times do we have a machlokas between? I mean, right. Specifically, the Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabbah. Yeah. He doesn't know where to go.
100%. Right. So no. So I mean, so normally he's got other riots. He's got other
Someone else
chime
in, or
right? So I mean, that's all I said. It could be there's others, but it could be there's others. Something could I look into, like what should you do with the other? Because it's a real shayla. I mean, this is just more of a reason why you shouldn't get yourself into the shayla, because either so what? Either you're going to daven again, and it could be all those brachas or brachas of atala, which we know how serious that is. Or if you don't daven again, it could be you weren't yaitz even. So it can be a real problem. The Be'alacha is not. He said it can't be machriya. So there's nothing he can do about it. Anyway, so that's the big shaila. So we see that really we should do whatever we can to avoid the shaila. So the next thing is that the Mishnah Berurah brings that what is a hiluch parsa, like Shuli spoke out a little bit before. It's dal and milim. He says shahu shir shav chaimish. It is an hour and a fifth of an hour, and a fifth of an hour is 12 minutes, right? So so it's 72 minutes. So 72 minutes, that's how long if you're able to hold it in, then you'd be yaitza bidi evid. So bidi evid, you'd be yaitza if you can hold in 72 minutes.
Now again, 72 minutes.
Right, that's what Mishabur is saying. 72 minutes.
That's the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa.
Right. So again, it's tough to be mishar exactly. You know, am I able to? You know, exactly. So you know, who's really able to tell me for sure that they're going to be able to? You know, hold it in for 72 minutes. It's a long time, not like 20 minutes.
How far is
it?
A mil is more than a mile, I guess, right?
Well, a mil is 18 minutes, an 18-minute walk. So
that's more than a mile.
It could be, yeah. I mean,
we said the difference before davening.
We're all before davening right now, except if you did daven, well, yeah.
No, because you said the difference. Like, if you really, really have to go, then I mean that's not what we're talking about. Anyways, the 72 minutes, you still hold it in from then. According to before davening, before davening, like you know that there's a possibility you need to go, and then therefore you could handle whether or not is a 72 minutes more.
Right, no. So that's what we're saying. L'chadchila, if you're in that situation, then you have to go.
What exactly are we?
So we're saying, well, let's say you did it anyway. Let's say you davened anyway. You didn't listen to Nechai. So then you davened. So now, do you have to daven again? So it depends. If you were able to hold it in for 72 minutes, then you wouldn't have to. And then the shaila was, is that only Gedolim or is it Ketanim also? So yeah, okay. So, Vayit Mishnah Berurah. The next Mishnah Berurah says Avol Chachila. He says Rechachila. He says you shouldn't daven. Right, Zalaimer. Afilu Yachal Asma Atma Yois Mi Parsa. Even if somebody is able to hold in more than a parsa, Kivon. Listen to this lashon. Kivon Shuhu Margish BaAtzma Iktzas. Shetzarach LeNakavav. You'd have to Rechachila. You can't Rechachila daven. Vafilu Ma'idei Zeh. Listen to this. Sheinakis Asma'i. You're mamish making yourself crazy to daven b'tzibur. You finally got it. It took you a half hour to get there, or whatever it is. And now, you're thinking, oh, I spent a half hour coming to this minyan, and now if I go run to the bathroom now, I'm going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. That's the whole point. So is it better for me to just daven with the tzibur, or should I go to the bathroom, and then when I come back, it's going to be, I'm going to have to daven by myself. He says, afilo hachi toiv yoyser. It's still better to daven by yourself with a clean guf. He says, but if he goes to check himself out, it's interesting he's saying check himself out, meaning he doesn't, it seems to me that what he means to say here is that even if you feel like, I don't know if I have to start thinking and concentrate, do I have to go or not? He says, just check yourself out, just go. So he said, even if it's going to take you time, that if it, no, so you're saying if it's going to be Yavar Zman Tefila Lagamri, if you're going to miss the Zman Tefila, then Hiskim Amagan Avram B'Shar Yechorim Shamutav L'Espal Imu Mishar B'As Mashiach L'As Mashir Shavu Chamish. So if you could wait 72 minutes, if you know you can wait 72 minutes, so then it's then even if you feel like a little bit of an urge to go, still he says that it's not worth it to miss Zman Tefila. That much we're not going to make you miss Zman Tefila.
So the only time that L'Chachila you should be davening, you're thinking about the 17 minutes, is in the situation where Zman Tefila is at stake. That could be the thing you need to go. But everything else would really all be the Yemen.
Right. 100%. Okay, so it should be, yeah. So the idea is that it should become part of our practice to make sure that you know, we go at least try to clean our systems up before we go to daven. Okay, then Vaitzer. So we said that the Shulchan Aruch brought earlier. We said the Haggah, the Ramah, that says that also the Divrei Torah, right? Just reiterating this Haggah, v'chol nisuch in the kav of Asra afil b'Divrei Torah. So also to learn would be Asr. So Mishabru here says that again, when we say Tefillah, by the way, we're talking about Shemona Esrei. So even if you, let's say you started off Tzuk de Zimra and you didn't have any urge, and now all of a sudden in the middle you're starting to get an urge and you're like, wait, I'm in the middle of davening, so maybe I have the Cheshbon of 72. You don't have the Cheshbon of 72 because it's talking about Shemona Esrei. That's what, when we say Tefillah, means Shemona Esrei. So anytime that's before Shemona Esrei, if you feel the need, you gotta take off your tefillin and towels and go. Anyway, so the Mishabru here says, he says, "V'kol shekein mikriyas shma shar brachas." So also the same thing would apply when the Ramah says that you shouldn't be learning, you should also not be saying kriyas shma and other brachas. I mean, if you shouldn't be making brachas if you need to go to the bathroom. Ubediyevin mashu nivri megadim dein tzarch la'achsav likrais. Ubediyevin, if you did, then you would not have to. You have to say again Kriya Shema. So, okay, but again, the idea is that L'chadchila, you have to be careful also about Kriya Shema and other brachas. So Mishabruah says, what does it mean? Shagufay Meshukets. When he says that you're not supposed to learn, if Kolzman Shagufay Meshukets, that your guf is going to be Meshukets. He says, Afilu im einay mesa'ava kol kach shieba mishun ba'al tashaksu. Meaning, even if it's not like ba'al tashaksu. Ba'al tashaksu is your making yourself disgusting by holding it. That's already a new level. She says, even if it's not reaching that level yet, kivan she'ena yachal lamin atzmei ad parso, since you can't hold in a parso worth, that would be considered gufay mishukis. You hear that? So he's learning the Ramah, that the Ramah says that, he says, it's asra afil b'divrei Torah, you would think that it's a little easier than waiting 72 minutes. You would think that it's even less than that. He says, no, it's the same shear of 72 minutes you would have by learning Tyre. He says, well, but if you could wait a parsa, then mutter afil b'kriyishma, even then it would be mutter even with kriyishma. So as long as you could wait 72 minutes, then it would be okay to daven kriyishma, and it would also be okay to learn. Vashari tshuva le'il b'sim v'avsik gandal machum v'zeh. He's machmer, and he says, no, if you have to wait, even if you can wait 72 minutes, you got to stop what you're doing and go to the bathroom. Let's say you have a whole shir, and you're teaching Torah. And all of a sudden in the middle, you have to go to the bathroom. So do you have to stop the whole shir and go to the bathroom? He says, no, I feel gedolim. Even if you have to go gedolim, you're allowed to, you know, hold it in. The Baal Teshaksu, and he says, even if you're going to come to Baal Teshaksu, he says, because the Baal Teshaksu who rak Yisur Darabonim. The Baal Teshaksu is only the Yisur Darabonim. They covered our Brias Nilchas. Since it's only Darabonim, we know that when they covered our Brias, we can be Doicha Darabonim. Covered our Brias. I guess it's also embarrassing. You're going to tell everybody, hold on a minute, I have to go use the bathroom.
Oh, I was thinking he was going to wait there. Covered Brias for the Rebbe.
That's how I thought, but now that you're saying it, I guess I can hear the other way. That's not covered abrius to make everybody wait. That could be also, yeah. I hear. I was thinking for the Rebbe. I was thinking for the Rebbe. You do find this in other places also, that for covered abrius we will be matra derabanan.
When
we
say chalos,
you
say in case of covered abrius, I mean, you have to
cut the toilet paper.
The Gemara doesn't talk about toilet paper,
but there is a lashon in the Gemara that it's afilo deicha ne covered abrius deicha afilo lo yisach b'teira. But I don't think we pass them like that. I think we only use if it's Darabonim. Okay. Now, what happens if you're the chazan? Huh? So that's the next beralacha. So beralacha says like this: Hayitzarach l'nakavav b'shliach tibur shuitzarach l'nakavav kaidem chazaras hashatz. So you daven shmon esrei, and now before you're about to start chazaras hashatz, you have to go to the bathroom. So im yachoy lahamid atzmei ad parsa. So if you can be hold it in 72 minutes, kivon debidi evet. Since he's going to be mitzar for a few different svaras, so since b'di'evad the tefillah, it would be a good tefillah. V'yesh b'zeh mishum kavod abris is also kavod abris. Pashit demutter lismech b'zeh al shitas harif hamekol lechatchila b'shir parsa. So remember, we had Rashi and the Rif, who both held that as long as you can wait 72 minutes, even lechatchila you can do it. Now we don't paskin like that, right? Generally, we don't paskin like that. But he says in this situation, where you're the shliach tzibur, and we know that b'di'evad is a good tefillah, and there's kavod abrius at stake. So all these three things together, then we can be mekel lechatchila b'shir parsa. But again, only a shir parsa. So if you really have to go, then you got to stop.
You're nervous, obviously. Want to be able to,
right?
A lot more than parsa, most of that.
That's right. No, that's right.
The guy's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he's davening for the Amid. He has to go. Then you bring in a substitute class.
Oh, so let's see. No, so we're not. Hold on, we're not. We're still right before you're davening.
Okay.
We're still davening before you're davening. So during Shmona Esrei, if let's say before you don't have to go at all, and then all of a sudden in the middle you get hit with the urge, yeah. We'll talk about that soon. Yeah. That's the next halacha. But just finishing up this thing is that a shliach tzibur, you see that if you're the chazan. Then, as long as you can be mishar that you can hold them for 72 minutes, then you can wait. V'nira da'af machmirim moedim kan b'nei kavod abrius, and he says even the machmirim, the general machmirim, would be moedah b'nei kavod abrius that you don't have to. Avol main yachol lahavin asmashir parsa. The lekul yamat filosa teyeva. Then mahu would be the halacha. He says he goes back and forth. It's a long halacha. I didn't bring it all. And he says tzarachin gadol. So it would be a tzarachin gadol if you cannot wait. A parsa. So the safe bet is that if you're the chazan and you're hit with a little more than a little bit of a slight urge, you should stop and run to the bathroom.
Come in. A little more machmer. Is this technically the same scenario as like the rebbe teaching the kids the Torah? Because you said that over there, just on the spot, the shatsu, you could still be learning. You could still teach Torah.
Oh, can you teach Torah? No,
that was the case before this.
Right, so we said that if you can wait 72 minutes, so then
72
is okay. Right, it's the same shir. Mishabur gave the same shir, even though the Ramah would, if you learn the Ramah, which I thought also when I first learned it, is that okay? Gufay mishukets would think that's Nati can wait, let's say 50 minutes, right? Right. Or 40 minutes or whatever. But he says it's 72 minutes. It's like the same shir that we always had. But okay, so then the last thing that the Beralacha here says is let's say you are called an Aliyah. You got Aliyah. So Ms. Damalay came like Kari, but Sefer Taira, Kishalabima, Pasha to Mutalay Ruka, that would be Pasha that you're allowed to get an Aliyah. And he says, even reading it, which we don't even read it, you know, we have the Al-Kari read it. But so if you get an Aliyah, then you're also okay in the clear.
Is that Al's Kavod Abrius?
Right, so I think the same Svaras would apply. Yeah, it's Kavod Abrius. You're called up, you know, it'd be embarrassing if you have to, you know, run out. Okay. So the next halacha, which we're going to finish up with, is this thing. Let's say you're in the middle of davening. So the Shulchan Aruch, and this is again, Siman Tzadi Beis. This is Siv Beis. It says, in b'emtza tefilasa nisar lo taiva. In the middle of davening, he has an urge. Yamayt atzmei at shiigmar v'lo yapsik. So hold it. That you can hold it. V'mishaz kriyashma b'chayseh nisar. Bein lektana bein lekdaylam kar gedarkay. You can also, it's no problem. As long as you started beheter, then even if the middle, it's okay, you're going to be yaitza and everything's fine. Hagah, v'davko she'ena mis'ava kol kach v'ispim mishim b'al tishaksa. But that's only if it's not like a major urge, that you would maybe be over b'al tishaksa. Ava b'lav hachi, yaitzer toiv l'hafsik. Right, if it's going to come to b'al tishaksa, then already, you should. It's better to be mafsik. And actually, it's a really shiloh. It's chumas harajman, chumas hadesh that he brings over here. It would be a shiloh. But the mechaber is paskening that if you're not going to come to b'al tishaksu, then it's okay. But if you're going to come to b'al tishaksu, then already it's better to stop. Okay, he says Ba'emsa, right? Lemer shekoyim atfilo badek asma. What does it mean that in the middle of tefillah you have to go to the bathroom? It means that beginning of davening you checked yourself. Actually, heard something like a cup of cloud. You didn't have to go at all. You had no urge. Lakach afal pisha achkach nesayir afilo gdaylam in rashi lahafsek Ba'emsa. You don't have to stop in the middle. But he says, what about this? But let's say you finish Manasseh and they're starting Chazar HaShatz. And you know how important Kedusha is. You want to get Kedusha. He says there, also like Lahamad Atzmei Oyed V'Leimer Kedusha. Kizeu in Yinachar. No, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to stay, let's say in the middle of that, in the beginning of davening was fine. Never had any urge. And then in the middle of davening, but you have to be careful, by the way, if you drink too much coffee before davening and you don't go to the bathroom, then it could be it'll hit you right by your shtavach. And it'll be a problem. So you know, just something to keep in mind. But he says you should not wait for kedusha. You should not wait for kedusha. You should go. If let's say you finish Manasseh, mm-hmm. and you had to go in the middle of davening, mm-hmm. and now they're about to start Chazaras HaShatz, so you should not stay for kedusha. Just mm-hmm. go right away. You should go to the bathroom. What? Right. Now you should go. Okay, then he says here, the Mishnah Berurah, the next thing he says on when he's talking about Kriya Shema, that we said, the Mechaber said, if it's during Kriya Shema, then you can continue saying Kriya Shema, no problem. Right, so Loimer, after the Kriya Shema, Baruch Hasso, Yochel Leilich B'malkam Zeh L'malkam Acher, Lifnei Shem, Eila Atil Mayim. Even though in the middle of Kriya Shema, there's no problem of walking around, right? During Shemoneh Esrei, there's more of a problem walking around. It's going to stay in one place. But in Kriya Shema, and it's brachas, you're not supposed to be walk. You could walk around. It says Kamosh Mesayim Esayif Asif Afilu Hachim Uraitza Hu Yachal Likras Kedarka. He doesn't have to. You don't have to be bothered with it. Vein Tzarach LaHafsa Kivin Demikaidem Bagat Asas Badekas Atzmai. Since the mice in the beginning, he checked and everything was fine. So he doesn't have to. You know, even though you're allowed to walk around, you don't have to go to the bathroom. You can stay there and finish up Shema and then go. Vayim Be'alacha De'Biyarnu De'Ein Mutar Rak Ad Shmoneh Esrei. But this that we said, if you're middle of Kriya Shema, don't think that this is a heter now, because since I started before Kriya Shema, so now I can say Kriya Shema and I can do Shemoneh Esrei.
Because you want to do
no, you got right. Right. So what should you do? He says so. It's ene matarak Shemoneh Esrei. Avash Shemoneh Esrei. The winyan acher also loy lemer. Kivin the hut tsarach l'nekavi. You're not allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei because since you have to go, that's it. Alkein, what should you do? Yir lahafsek al kapanim vechas emes v'yatziv. The lots is l'nekav. So therefore, if you want to finish, so finish Shema. And then afterwards, then that's when you should go. Kadesh Yuchal Achakach Lismach Gulut Fila, like Shuli said. You know, you want to get Gulut Fila, like we spoke about. So if you have to get Gulut Fila, so then you should go to the bathroom first, and then finish up from where you're holding. And
at what point should you go to the bathroom?
Right. So he said right by Yatsiv. So just finish Shema MS, and then go to the bathroom and come back.
That's considered still Gulut Fila.
Right. Yeah. Because you're still Maisa. You're going to say you're going to get right. Even though you're not going to get that part, but you'll get Gal Yisrael. So Gal Yisrael will be the. The Yosef Tavi Melchol Atzis Bein Aprakim is best to go out Bein Aprakim. I guess either you know after Al Rishonim or after you know that first paragraph. So that would be the best. V'cheinim Nesar Loitayva Koyim Shehiskol Abrachas Kriya Shema. What about if you get the need to go before you started Birkas Kriya Shema? So this is only we're talking about if you got the urge in the middle of Kriya Shema. Or the middle of Brachas Kriya Shema, but let's say it was after Yishtabach, and that's when you got it. Asalai, so he says, near the Asalai Lema Shuv HaBrachas Kriya Shema. Then it would be also to say Kriya Shema, Koyim Shiv Degas Asmai. Mkein, Lefima Devor Shemavur Lil, Beslev Simen Nodal, the Baruch Hu Shayach LeBrachas Kriya Shema. Since we know that Baruch Hu is Shayach LeBrachas Kriya Shema, V'acher Baruch Hu Nechshev Ke'emsa Perek Shal Yoytzer, it's like as if you're in the middle of a bracha. Im Nesai Lo Taiva Beslev Sugat Zimra, Asalai Lema Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu, you know, is really part of the Berachas Kriya Shema. So he says, but so therefore, if after Yishtabach, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu even if you have to go. To Yinachim, Lo Shiyuchal Amid Atzmei Ad Parsa, unless you can hold yourself up in 72 minutes, then Yesh Yisrael Meich LaHakol Kana. Like we said earlier, that if it's 72 minutes, then you could wait for by Kriya Shema, just like we said by.
Wait for Baruch Hu before we went to
bed. No, you're not allowed to say it. You're not to say it, unless you can wait 72 minutes. Otherwise,
you should hear Baruch Hu and then go to the bathroom.
No, because you can't answer.
I'm saying if you can wait 72 minutes.
Oh, yeah, then you should. If you can wait 72 minutes, well, you can do Shema also, really. You could do Shema if you want.
Once you were, according to what you were saying, once you're about to yourself, say Baruch Hu,
Right. I mean, unless you're at 73 minutes, and by the time, right? So, as long as you feel that you can hold it in 73 minutes, you can answer Baruch, you can say Kriyat Shema, you can learn, you know, all this. That's Berachas Kriyat Shema, that's fine. Can't do Shemona Esrei, but that's what we said. As long as you can hold it in 72 minutes, you're okay to say Kriyat Shema and Berachas Kriyat Shema.
So it's not better to do Baruch and do it back then.
Right, no, if you're within the 72, I mean, if you can't wait 72 minutes.
If you could, it's still not better to.
If you could, then you should answer Baruch.
And you should Shema Hatzot.
What?
And you should say Shema Hatzot.
Yeah.
What's better?
Could. I mean, unless you're gonna get into a shiloh, whether you can wait 72 minutes, then it's better not to. Then it's better to just go to the bathroom.
So is it better to go to the bathroom before Baruch Hu, and then because you're not gonna do.
Well, let's say you don't want to miss Baruch Hu, and you just go up to your Shabbach, but you feel you can wait 72 minutes. You know, so then you don't want to miss Baruch Hu. So you can say Baruch Hu. But I mean, you're going to have to. You're going to have to go.
Shema with Shema Esrei by yourself, or just do some Kriyat Shema and then after Kriyat Shema go like we said, and then go be MS Yasev and not after that.
Right. So I mean, Mr. Brewer seems to say that there's no problem with davening Kriyat Shema and Birchas Kriyat Shema if you can wait 72 minutes. So. It's up to you. Yeah, you can wait and finish Shema and then go to the bathroom before Shema Nesra. That'd be an answer. But really, we should make sure not to get into the Shai B'chla, because you got to make it before. But okay, anyway, fine. So then the last thing is about Loch here. So he says, Kari Kedarka, Pasha, to who adinim hiskul l'shmaya kriyas ha-tayra. Let's say you started to hear kriyas ha-tayra. V'kaidu mazal ha-hizarach ha-nekavu. B'emsin nisari lo ha-ktayv ha-ktsas. B'ayif and shem b'mishim ba'at ha-shaksu. Mutzul l'shmaya kol kriyas ha-tayra. V'anis baruch ha-shem ha-baruch ha-lelam v'ed. So if you're right, if you just get a little bit of a taiva and it's not a problem about the shock, so you can listen to Kriyas HaTayra and you can answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Vaed. Kiman Shehiskel Beheter. Because amen, again, once you start a Beheter, you're in the clear. V'chein hu adin ba'emtza halal or Megillah or Birkas HaMazon. The same thing would go if you're in the middle of halal or if you're in the middle of Kriyas Megillah or Birkas HaMazon. V'chol ki agavna mutter loy ligmar es ha'inyin kedarkoy kivan she'enem es ava kol kach she'eba mishum ba'at ha'shaksu. As long as you start a beheter with all these things, you're going to be fine. As long as you don't come to Baal Teshaksu. V'nera dehu adin b'divrei ha'tayra imulayim la'atzmai. Let's say he's learning by himself. V'kaitim alim alay ha'yitzach on the kavav. V'be'emtzin yonal nisari la'tayv ha'ksas. Ashtu humashar ba'atzmai chinach la'atzar as atzmai atshir parsas. Let's say you're learning. Right? You started off learning and you're fine. And now all of a sudden you have a little urge to go to the bathroom. So then he says, even if you cannot wait 72 minutes, afil ha'chi mutulad ligmar sinir, you're still allowed to finish learning. Vein lidchais, don't be daicha this whole sfarad, the shum b'kriyat shema in b'chay sehu ha'kol inyan achad. V'shayach lemi d'mutu ligmar inyan. No, you'll say like this, by kriyat shema, what do you mean? It's all one inyan. It's kriyat shema b'chay kriyat shema, so that's why I'm allowed to finish it. Kivin shekvar eschilu, v'chay m'kriyat ha'tayra b'chol anal. Masha enkin b'limad ha'tayra, what do you mean? Limad ha'tayra, every single word's another, it could be another inyan. What do you mean? Because it's the same sugya, that means that it's the same inyan. Masha'ach b'zay gemar. He says, don't say that. Meaning that Divrei Torah has the same heter that you have by Krishma, that as long as you started off learning and you didn't need to go, then you can hold it in until you get to, Baal Teshaksu. V'akoponim nirli, demai deza, shiyafsik ata yugrim loyachar kach bitul taira, bevada yigamar se'inyin. So he says, still, you should for sure finish in b'fratim hurak esayris ba'alma, v'yachalas masma ad parsa inlein l'achma v'zaz. So he shouldn't be machma, he says, if you're afraid, if you're going to end up going to the bathroom, then someone's going to end up seeing you, and then you end up schmoozing, and then you're going to end up, who knows what's going to happen. You're bitul taira. So he says, then, you have plenty to rely on, that if you started learning, and you didn't need to go, you don't have to stop just because you have a need to go, as long as you can wait 72 minutes. Even if you cannot wait 72 minutes. As long as it doesn't come to Baal Teshaksu, you can continue learning. Okay.